There's a bit of guy in the front room. It's a little bit after 7 on Thursday, October 4th. Nick, you want to call the roll?
Commissioner Mickling?
Here.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Mayor Taylor? I mentioned you may be late. Yeah. Commissioner Bennett?
Excused.
Alderman Solomon?
Here.
And Commissioner Fowler is excused.
Approval, you want to stand up for the pledge to the flag, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from Thursday, September 20th. Are there any changes, additions, corrections to the minutes?
I move approval.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. I will vote as a commissioner tonight. Otherwise, I won't get any work done. Item 3, public hearings and business items. Are there any commissioners that have any questions on the... I see the applicant is here. Is there any question? Are there any questions from the commissioners before we open the hearing? Joel, do you have a notice to read?
Nick does.
Nick does? Okay.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 4th, 2012 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Brian Zarniak, doing business as Stride Fitness, for a special use to allow for a physical fitness facility use upon property zone B2, General Business District, located at 11320 West Forest Avenue.
Any questions of the commissioners yet? Okay, I'll open the public hearing. Anyone in the audience have any comments about this particular business going into 11320 West Forest Home Avenue? Any comments from the public? Any comments from the public? Seeing none, I will close the hearing. And I do have a comment. Brian, good luck with your process there. The getting rid of those trucks is a plus for me. So
yeah.
It's going to look a lot nicer, let's put it that way. So good luck.
Thank you, sir.
Commissioners, do you have any questions? Staff?
We are recommending approval.
Okay.
Appear to be no outstanding issues.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a physical fitness facility upon property located at 11320 West Forest Home Avenue?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, motion carries. Thank you very much.
Not on this specific item, but generally on this topic, you know, the city has pursued ways to make it an easier and simpler process for business. I'm wondering if at some point the commission might discuss whether when we get an application for special use, that staff is willing to recommend approval on or is going to recommend approval on. I certainly wouldn't expect this when staff is not recommending approval. But if we would want to ask staff to express their view on whether this should be a special use or permitted use, and that might, and not every situation would, but that might be a way to, again, make it easier to expedite processes for applicants. So that's perhaps something we could discuss at a future point, get staff's comments on their views of something like that.
Joel?
We did think, when we talked about making changes to the SIC codes. That was one of the thoughts in the mind. It wasn't the only reason we were looking at them, but that was one of them. There are lots of special uses in our SIC codes, and they usually have some kind of logical progression or pattern, but not always. So there were two issues that we noticed. Sometimes, you know, if it was allowed as a permitted use in a neighborhood district, but not in a community or regional district, it didn't always make sense. And then the vice or the other situation is just a use that had no impact outside, no outdoor storage, no unusual traffic, no unusual hours. We wondered very often why that was a special use. Well, that was only part of the reasons why we were looking at
it. I didn't mean to get into this discussion now because we have several commissioners not here and because we don't have an agenda item for this discussion, but I do think it might be something that would be useful to consider having an agenda item, hopefully on a night when more of the commission would be here and we could consider something like that.
I agree 100% with you because the previous use I didn't agree with at all, with the residential neighborhood right to the north. And trucks backing up with the beep, beep, beep all day long, or whenever they came in at night, or when they left in the morning. So it was, the previous use was a little iffy as far as I was concerned.
Well, this wouldn't be about existing uses, but it would be about when there is a proposal for a special use that staff agrees is, you know, would recommend approval of. And perhaps we should also consider, does this really need to be a special use, or
is it should be a permitted use? Yes, special use versus a permitted use. You got that, Joel?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, the next item on the agenda is minor site plan amendment planning report. Report on recently approved minor site amendments. I read it at length, and I think it's something that we needed to do in the previous to shorten up the process. And I appreciate the report. Do any of the other commissioners have any questions or comments? Anybody have any comments or questions? I think the process seems to be working pretty good. Joel?
Yeah, we've received a few unofficial compliments on the process. The only thing I wanted to mention was that we do still keep an eye open for those opportunities where the change is really small, that we don't require them to go through any kind of application or fee. And the quickest way to say it is sort of similar to what the minor site plan used to be if they're just moving doors and windows. We'll just approve that. We'll ask them to give us a revised set of building plans or whatever, and they sign it, I sign it, and it's a done deal. So we do something that's even smaller than this once in a while.
And I think that is very appreciated by the business community.
Well, and that's the comment I would have. We have made some changes. Staff has one to the combined coordinated review process and the minor site plan amendment and that sort of thing. My comment would be it's good to hear that these things seem to be working well, and if staff sees any other opportunities to revise procedures, to expedite processes by whatever manner, to encourage them to bring them forward, discuss them with the mayor and implement them. If they need review and discussion by the commission, then bring them forward to the commission, because we can certainly be supportive of any such changes that will make life simpler and quicker, both for the staff and for applicants.
I think that's the key, make it easier for staff and make it easier for the applicants, both. These are the experts, these are the people we hire, and I guess we have to move forward and trust them, and that's the key. Is there a motion desired on this, or you just want to accept the report?
No action.
No action is needed? Okay. Next item on the agenda is the Complete Streets and Connectivity Committee. John, you got any comments from our meeting?
I'll just report. We elected officers. Myself as chairman. Our vice chair is our newest member, Michelle Reed. We are going to try to get an ordinance drafted by the first Common Council meeting in December so they can act on a complete streets ordinance rather quickly. Joint meetings are being set up. Nick's already busy getting that schedule put together with the Board of Public Works and Parks Commission for their input. And one thing we have outstanding is a Wisconsin Outdoor Recreation grant. We have a path we want to put in, but we're awaiting an impact fee study that's evidently underway. I have to check with Mark Liburd on that. And that is it.
Any questions from the commissioners?
The respective ordinance, would that come to the planning commission for review, or would that go directly to the county council?
I would assume it would go to both, but it's going to start with the Parks Commission, just Common Council.
Well, Common Council for it would probably go to Common Council for permission for staff to pursue it, and then go back to Planning Commission for the typical process.
So, but Planning Commission as well as Parks Commission?
I believe Parks and Public Works first, then Council, then Commission, then Council.
No, just so we, well, I think it would be good for us to have, you know, be aware of what's going on and understand the implications of this for streets as they have historically been done versus how they would be done then in the future. Not only for our own awareness, but so we can take that into consideration. Is this moving in the direction that we'd like the city to go? And also just have some kind of, perhaps, you know, some drawings or some examples. Here's how a street would have been done. Now here's how it's going to be done. What portions of the city would it, you know, be likely to affect? Impact that sort of thing. I think a lot of good things can come out of this, but the better communication we can have about it and the better shared kind of image of what it's going to translate into, I think would be good things.
Yes.
The comment was made by myself last night that we need to move very quickly on the ordinance, because if the county decides to rebuild St. Martin's Road or North Cape Road, we don't have an ordinance in place, and they can just about do what they want without the ordinance. So we're going to try and move, John's going to try and move that process forward as fast as we can. And we're going to make it sweet and simple, just so everybody knows that there's something on the books and those trails and sidewalks need to be considered.
Well, and let me say this, and in that regard, my hope in that it would come before the Planning Commission is not to in any way, shape, or form slow the process down. So if there's some urgency about getting something adopted, well, then we can always be revised. I'd still like for it to come to the Planning Commission at some point so we can do it, but if there is some urgency about getting it revised or getting adopted promptly, I guess it doesn't, you know, unless there's some statutory requirement for recommendation from the Planning Commission, that would have to come here. But otherwise, I would like it to come to the Planning Commission at some point for the communication aspect of it. But if there's some importance to getting it done on a very quick timeline, it can always come to the Planning Commission for review, and we can make our suggestions for revision once it's gotten adopted. So.
Certainly. I don't see a problem with that. Any other questions? Any other comments? Is there a motion to adjourn? Yes, sir. Joel.
Just wanted to let you guys know that there's going to be a special Plan Commission meeting October 25th. We have to redo the public hearing for the natural resource special exception for the Meyer project. Real quick, and the attorney that's representing a couple of the neighbors that's opposed to the project has submitted like three letters over the last couple months pointing out issues that that attorney and those neighbors thought were grounds to recommend denial for this project. The city attorney and I had briefly glanced at all those as they came in. We didn't agree with any of the points. However, the latest letter that came in this week, Tuesday, pointed out a procedural error with the public hearing process. For just the special exceptions, the ordinance, the UDO, says that everybody should be sworn in. You know, we've never done that. So Jesse concurred that to be above board and do everything right, we should have done it, and we will do it from now on, and furthermore, should redo that public hearing. So we're going to redo the public hearing, and that's scheduled for October 25th at the Planning Commission, and then that matter will proceed to the Common Council at November 5th Common Council meeting. So it'll be just that part of the project. So,
will there be anything else on the agenda, or you don't know yet?
At this point in time, no. Although there's a chance that there might not be anything on or ready for the normal, regular October 18th meeting. So I haven't even told the mayor that yet. But there's a chance there might not be anything ready for the October 18th. So maybe something could be, something in addition to Meyer could be on the 25th.
Okay.
Just for my own curiosity, because of other things on our schedule, do you have any idea of when it will be known, whether we'll have that meeting on the 18th or whether things that might be on the 18th will be moved to the 25th?
As soon as I talk to the mayor, we're pretty confident there's nothing ready, unless the mayor has some other thoughts.
Get an email out to the group so everybody knows. Give everybody a heads up.
But for the 25th, that is set for sure. The notice just went out today, the public hearing notice in the newspaper, Tuesday newspaper.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned at 7:18.